Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and resident of Boston?
Yes.
Okay, how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the common school year?
Two.
Okay, in that case, which of the following best describes the schools your children will attend this coming school year? Would it be one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, public school but outside Boston, private school, or homeschool?
Boston Public School.
Okay, okay, got it. Thank you. Now, may I have your age just for statistical purposes?
45.
Okay, thank you so much. How do you describe your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children entering this fall?
Fourth grade and first grade.
Okay, thank you so much. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the BPS system, is a district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public Schools system? Would you say very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your fourth grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your fourth grade child's school?
I would say A.
Okay, thank you. How about Boston public schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston public schools?
I would say B.
Thank you. Thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you rate the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools?
I would say A.
Okay. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
I would say overall somewhat well.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the public school system says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say that Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Very well.
Thank you. We're over 50% already of the poll. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up to your top two. Would you say parents, teachers, students, the superintendent or BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community?
I would say students and the local community.
Okay, students and local community. Thank you. You mentioned you had a children in fourth grade. For this next section, we're going to ask specifically about your fourth grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your fourth grade child's education? Would you say very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
I would say very engaged.
Thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your fourth grade child's education? Would you say very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Thank you so much. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? We have the first one. The communications I received from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, the Boston public school system makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, I'm sorry, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system. How would you say?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And the Boston public school system makes me feel welcome.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about your fourth grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your fourth grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Does your fourth grade child's school offer after school sports or not?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say the right amount or not, or too much?
They have after school programming, which includes some sports, but they also have sports organized by the school that are only for certain grades. So I would say there's not very much.
Okay. Does your fourth grade child school offer extracurricular like arts and music or not?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it's the right amount, not enough, or they offer too much?
The right amount.
Okay, thank you. Does your fourth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Okay. Does your fourth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Okay. For the next few questions, please think about your fourth grade child. Looking ahead for when your fourth grade child will attend high school, would you say you are satisfied with the options available to them in Boston public schools or not?
So the only options are satisfied or not satisfied?
Yes.
I would say generally not satisfied.
Okay, got it. What are the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option for your fourth grade child? This is an open-ended question.
I would say opportunity, diversity, equity.
Okay, diversity, equity. Okay,
and
got
opportunity.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a high school for your fourth grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club?
I would probably not consider that, no.
Thank you. Now, we're over 70% already. Thinking about a high school for your fourth grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume there is no cost for the new school. Now, it allows my child to move at their own pace. Would you feel very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Somewhat appealing.
Okay. Next one, gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere.
Somewhat appealing.
Okay. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests.
Very appealing.
Okay. Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Somewhat appealing.
Okay. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups.
Very appealing.
Okay. Now, The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category. So we have below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $35,000, $35,000 to less than $50,000, less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000, $100,000 to less. The 75 to list?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so this is concluding our survey. Thank you so much for your participation today.
Sorry, I was wondering who is organizing the survey or who is the information going to?
Oh, this is from Metro Research. That's
right.
The name of the agency. Mm-hmm.
I know, but who commissions the study? Did we find out anything about that?
Oh, unfortunately, I don't have that information, so we can remain neutral on this. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. It's been a pleasure. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too.